again, guys and girls of Pillow Talk Audio. Because I don't need them on right now. And I thought I would record another ramble, randomness audio of nothing, as I usually do. And of course, since I don't have much to talk about, I decided to find a random question generator online and just tap the button a couple times and hopefully only talk for maybe 10 minutes this time instead of 30 or whatever, my 40 minutes like my last audio. But anyway, hopefully you guys aren't sick of me yet. But first random question, what's the worst thing about your gender? Periods. They suck. They suck really bad. I saw a funny video recently. What was the YouTube called? I don't remember, but it was about like if guys got periods. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like, walk in with groceries and stuff and he just like threw them all up in the air and like on the ground or around because he had cramps. And a bunch of other different stuff was going on. I can't remember the name, but I'm pretty sure if you Google, like go to YouTube and look up if men had periods or something like that, and you'll probably find it if you're interested. But yes, that is a sucky thing about being a woman. And you have mood swings and you feel bloated and emotional and all of that. And you get to do it every month. Yay. Next question. What is the least favorite part of your day? Usually when I wake up, because whenever I wake up, I always want to sleep more, no matter when I wake up. I always want to go back to sleep. So that probably would be my least favorite part of the day. What is the last thing you bought? I went to get something to eat today. So technically that was the last thing I bought. I bought some, a burger and fries and a sweet tea actually. Which I don't normally like. I think I've mentioned that in most of my audios. Except for from this one place when I'm in the mood for it. And I was in the mood today, so I went and bought one. Well, bought it with the meal. What is your favorite board game or card game? Board game, I don't know. I guess Monopoly is kind of fun, but it's also so long that you basically don't finish a game of Monopoly. You just either quit and just quit because you're bored. You quit because some person is losing so bad that they're never going to recover, or you just get mad and flip the whole the board game over. And it's pretty much how it ends. But it's kind of fun. Probably like checkers or something. I don't play many board games. Favorite card game is probably Uno, because depending on who you're playing with, if you have a lot of people and house rules, I suppose. Especially if you have the rules like me and my friends and family play. Like if one person puts down a draw two, of course the next person is supposed to draw two cards. But if that person puts down a draw two or four or whatever, then it kind of skips them. And then the next person after them would have to draw. And then it kind of keeps going around until somebody or there's none to be put down. And then that person has to draw like however many cards. So that's a pretty fun game if you can get a couple people playing. What kinds of music do you like to listen to? I don't listen to a lot of music anymore. Most of the newer music now, just it annoys me. Just it's dumb. So I usually, if I do listen to music, it'll be like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. I always will listen to Michael Jackson. It makes me happy. you know, younger Michael Jackson, older Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, all of that was good. I think I said Stevie Wonder. Who else? Usually I'll just put it on a Pandora station, a Michael Jackson station, and it'll kind of come up with similar people. Usually those are the two, you know, that come up a lot. So those, I like Maroon 5. I like them a lot. I don't know, that kind of stuff. not a lot of rap, not a lot of some pop, but not a lot of pop, because yeah, it's just awful. Do you shower in the morning or the evening? It depends. Usually I'll shower in the evening, just to kind of be clean and get comfortable for bed. But if I, especially if I have to get up and be somewhere or get up and drive, I'll shower in the morning to kind of wake myself up, because I am not a morning person in the slightest at all, ever. Just no. If you could choose any era to live in, what would it be? What era? If it had to be like American era, trying to think of one that would be kind of fun to live in, because I mean, I do enjoy my internet and modern comforts, so it would probably be kind of sucky knowing what I know now to go back. But I don't know, I'd probably skip all that and just like go back in time to like ancient Egypt and live back then, because that'd be pretty awesome, I think. Yeah, I'd skip American eras and just go all the way back there. yeah. Do you believe in love at first sight? No. Not currently. I've never experienced love at first sight, because to me, I need to get to know a person. I mean, I can see somebody and think they're really attractive when I first meet them, but intelligence and sense of humor are very big for me, so I can just see the most gorgeous man on earth and just think he's just so wonderful, and then he can like talk about something and I can, and just be the dumbest person ever, and I'm like, oh well, never mind. Or just like not have a good sense of humor or something like that, or be like a jerk or arrogant or rude or any of that, and that'll just turn me right off. So it takes a while for me to get to know people. I'm not very kind of shy, contrary to all of my postings on the internet for strangers, but I'm actually pretty shy in person, so it takes a while for me to get to know people and kind of talk to them about myself and whatnot. So it would take me a while to get to know someone enough for me to kind of like them, and then for me to like them more than just liking them and all of that. So yeah, the first sight thing wouldn't really last. I could have a crush at first sight, but I wouldn't call it love. Last thing you bought, that was a repeat. I answered that already. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? Apparently, looking back at some of my drawings, I wanted to be a nurse at some point. I don't know why. I have no desire to be one whatsoever. Don't know why. Probably just was the thing that popped into my head when we were supposed to draw what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I was like, oh, I can draw that. It's fine. So probably why I picked it, but yeah, I don't know. I know when I was really young, well, like 7, 8, I wanted to be a track star, apparently, because I would always run everywhere, And I would, like, run to my sister and be like, okay, I'm going to make a lap around the house, tie me. And then I'd, like, run off. And then, of course, she'd be like, what? Yeah, okay, whatever. And then I'd, like, come back and I was like, was that fast? How fast was it? And she's like, yeah, it was totally fast. Because, you know, she just, like, forgot and was paying attention. So he's like, run everywhere because I wanted to be a track star. But I don't do that now. So, somewhere between a nurse and a track star. And I think at one point when I got a bit older, I wanted to be an anesthesiologist. But that was just because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to study in college. And I thought I needed a good job that made lots of money. And I heard that they make a lot of money. But you kind of need to be good at math for that, because I don't want to kill anyone. So, like, if I get my math wrong, then that person's going to wake up during surgery or never wake up again. I kind of don't want to be responsible for that, and don't really want to be around a lot of blood. Alright, since I've rambled for 11 minutes already, this will probably be my last question. But, what is the last gift that you received? Last gift that I received. Technically, the last gift I received, my mom had got me like a little luggage bag that she had meant to give me with my birthday stuff, but I guess she either didn't have it yet or she didn't send it, so she just gave it to me when I went home last. So, just like a little overnight bag. And she got me some Junior Mints because I love them. And so sometimes she'll buy them. And when I go home, like, I'll randomly have, like, a box in my purse. And I'm like, where'd this come from? Oh, I guess she gave me some. Yay. Yay, candy. But that and before that, the last gifts I really got were for my birthday. Got some money and the biggest gift I got was a Wii U for my birthday with Mario Kart 8 and Super Mario. Well, it came with Super Mario Brothers or whatever you call it. The one for the Wii U and Luigi U, which apparently is the same as the Mario one, but way harder and you only get 100 seconds. And yeah, I haven't played that one yet. I just kind of played it a little bit to see what it was like, and it looks pretty intense. You only get 100 seconds, so I might try that, because I've already beaten the Mario Brothers, and haven't played Mario Kart 8 in a bit. I haven't hooked my Wii back up since I got back home, because I've been lazy and not fat. But, yeah, so if you made it this far, I can't talk. If you've made it this far, thanks for listening, and I'm sure I'll be posting again soon with some kind of randomness, trying to space it out a bit so you guys don't get bored. But I don't know, maybe I'll just start recording some and just not posting them, but then I feel dumb for recording it and not posting it, because, like, why am I going to hold on to it? But I hope you all have a wonderful night. And